Systems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour here on this Wednesday, July 9th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Jim up in Sheboygan, I will drink to that. Get rid of MDOT. Well, here's why. Counties are responsible for 75% of the road miles, 52% of the bridges that exist across the entire state. The only part of the roads they don't have specific total responsibilities for that they somehow work with MDOT on are interstates. I-75, I-94, I-696. That only makes up 25% of the roads. 48% of the bridges. Well, guess what? When you have a large, monstrous, bureaucratic agency in Lansing like MDOT, and I know they do other things besides roads and bridges. I get that. Michigan Department of Transportation involved in trains. They're involved in ships. They're involved in ports. I get all that. The Sioux Locks, et cetera, I get it. Get them out of the road business. Get them out of the bridges. This needs to be done in the county in which the roads are located. Pure and simple. One of the things you have to understand is because we know where the problems are. MDOT doesn't. And until we have a governor and a Republican-controlled Senate and House that are willing to make bold changes to the overall structure of our state government, we're never going to change. This state will never be fixed until these things happen. When you are structurally flawed in the way you're dealing with your services that you are mandated by our state constitution to take care of, roads, schools, and prisons. Until you get that fixed, folks, you're not going to fix the state. It's got to be completely overhauled. It's got to take a bold leader to come in and say, this is without a doubt what needs to be done. Period. End of discussion. Now, I'm going to get into this next segment, this next story, talking about a ballot proposal. Invest in my kid's ballot proposal committee. Talk in Lansing right now about possibly creating new revenue for the government to fund schools or other services is helping frame for the moment the tax the rich efforts, according to Rochelle Crow Perker of Invest in My Kids Ballot Proposal Committee. Invest in My Kids ballot effort wants to subject taxpayers earning more than $500,000 a year or more than $1 million for married couples to have to pay a 5% tax that would go directly to be deposited directly into the school aid fund. Right now, backers of the effort are waiting for the State Board of Canvassers to approve their petition form before they can begin collecting signatures. On this week's episode of MERS Monday podcast, Erker said volunteers will hit the ground running as soon as the printers can have the sheets in our hot little hands. She claims to have over 700 volunteers who have been certified for circulator training to be able to circulate the petitions to collect the signatures to put it on the ballot. People are frustrated that they are continuing to pay more and more out of the middle class and working incomes and not getting the services and the return that we expect. We know that folks at $500,000 and above, income-wise, are paying a lower percentage in overall taxes than the rest of us. The effective tax rate is lower than the rest of us are paying. But yet they're the ultra rich. Why are they not paying their fair share in taxes? Well, this ballot effort comes at a time when legislators in the governor's office are exploring new avenues to create new state revenue, like new taxes and new fees. For example, Governor Gretchen Whitmer wants any state taxes paid at the fuel pump by motorists to go toward road upgrades. However, doing so would result in a sales tax on gas no longer going to the school aid fund, as well as local government revenue sharing. To make up the losses for the school aid fund in other areas, the governor wants to subject the marijuana industry to the same wholesale tax as cigarettes. And she also wants to tax big tech industries who transport heavy weights on Michigan roads and bombard our residents with nuisance pop-up ads on the internet. Well, first of all, Governor, you don't know anything about trucking. You don't know anything about semi-trucks. You don't know anything about heavy loads that truckers haul in the state of Michigan. If you got a heavier load than is standard according to the U.S. Department of Transportation's per axle weight, logging trucks, for example, heavy load that have the yellow banners on them, wide loads, low boys, you have to increase the number of axles to share the increased weight. As soon as you get above 80,000 GVW, gross vehicle weight, you're having to add more axles. There's no such thing as heavy weights per axle. If you understood that, you wouldn't be saying this stupid idea of taxing big tech industries transporting heavy weights on Michigan roads. Well, on the other side of the aisle, what's the House Republicans' ideas? Well, House Republicans are completely resistant to any conversations that create new taxes. Instead, the House Republicans want to significantly downsize the state's budget, especially when it comes to special economic development projects and grants to businesses. However, the Michigan Chamber of Commerce informed MERS last month that they're hearing rumblings of the state's corporate income tax being increased to pay for road upgrades. Michigan Chamber worried about corporate income tax increase to fund the roads. That story came out on June 23rd, just a couple of weeks ago. Well, Hertzer, the person pushing this 5% surtax, additional tax on individuals, wealthy, quote unquote, ultra rich individuals. I think the backfill conversation is certainly helping us frame the moment. I think overall, schools in Michigan are in a crisis. What's happening in Lansing is just like another thing that adds to the narrative for us that we need to look at and invest and make sure that every student in Michigan is getting the education they deserve and that we are prioritizing paying for it. Well, the Invest in My Kids committee had a presence Monday night at a congressional meeting that took place on Medicaid reforms in Oakland County. It was hosted by State Representative Democrats Sharon McDonald of Troy, Natalie Price of Berkeley, and a U.S. Senate candidate, State Senator Mallory McMorrow, along with State Representative Stephanie Chang, Democrat of Detroit. More than 110 people were in attendance and were handed flyers about Invest in My Kids as they entered the room. All four legislators predicted seeing the state's need to create new forms of revenue on the horizon. Chang said she was fully supportive of this initiative. I'm hopeful that it will be successful. That is something that would hugely be helpful if we can actually basically create a wealth tax to support education. And if we fully support our education budget, then there are other things we could fully support as well. Okay, here's a problem, folks. You make $500,000 a year as an individual. 5%? This plan would force you to write a check for $25,000 every year to go directly to school aid funding. How long are you going to stay in the state of Michigan? Married couple making $1 million? Yeah, you're going to write a check for $50,000. We're out of here. Call the realtor. We're selling the house. These people don't get it. Rich people can afford to move to avoid taxes, and they usually do. Final segment today's show. We'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit, such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, everybody, welcome back in to the final segment of today's show. Democrat 2026 candidate for the U.S. Senate, Mallory McMorrow, said she's learned from the state treasury that Michigan has been operating with the same revenue, with the same level of tax dollars coming in since 1968 when adjusted for inflation, despite gaining more than 3 million residents since then. I hear from a lot of residents who say, I'm already getting taxed too much. My property taxes are too high, and this is very well and true, McMorrow said, mentioning possible new state spending obligations if Michigan receives fewer Medicaid dollars. We've been trying to cut our way to prosperity for decades. And now with this budget, we're going to be in even a deeper hole. Well, the Michigan Chamber of Commerce president, Jim Holcomb, described the Invest in Michigan Kids proposal as being damaging and political gamesmanship. He said that he's had several conversations already this year with out-of-state chamber leaders and elected officials who said the proposal's existence has made recruiting businesses and people away from Michigan easier. We need to cut taxes, Holcomb said. If the supporters of this proposal were actually concerned about education, they'd be in the Capitol working on the issues. What they're trying to do is reach into your wallet. They're going to kill small businesses. They're going to kill our communities in the meantime. Well, first of all, if anybody approaches you about taxing the rich, they might even have a t-shirt on that says that. They show you a petition. Invest in my kids, MI Michigan kids. Just simply look at them and say, no, thank you. Even if you think taxing the rich is what needs to be done to have money go directly to the school aid fund, it's bad for our state. High-tech states have already driven out people All you need to do is look at Sean Hannity moving from New York, Donald Trump moving from New York to Florida, Elon Musk moving from California to Texas. Rich people will leave the state. It's that simple. This will be the final straw that breaks the camel's back. If an individual makes $500,000 a year or a couple makes $1 million a year, they don't care if they put their house on the market and they don't get full price for it. They will move to another state that has lower taxes, buy a nicer home, probably with lower property taxes, and not have to pay these types of income taxes that we have in the state of Michigan. This ballot proposal will absolutely drive the rich folks out of the state. They're not going to pay it. Especially when the education system in the state of Michigan is not educating the children. You got to stop saying, we need more money, we need more money. That's not the solution. The problem that we have in education in the state is competition. Public school system is not competitive with other ways of teaching children. And if they were truly competition in this state, you'd see a turnaround in the results on the test. Democrats want to eliminate standardized testing in the state. Why? Because the public education system isn't teaching the kids. When you got on average on a SAT scholastic aptitude test for entrance into college, usually done, tested in the senior year, 960 average score out of 1,600 possible. Folks, that's a D. Our kids are testing at 60% of the possibility of a aptitude test to get into college. And you want us to throw more money at a failing public school system. You guys, you don't get economics, you don't get education, you don't understand how it works. So if anybody asks you to sign this ballot proposal, no thank you. Don't debate it, don't argue with them, just say no thank you and walk away. MI, invest in MI Kids ballot proposal. They might have 700 volunteers. I wonder how many of them actually live here in the state of Michigan. But number two, they did go on to say that they do have the ability to pay for signatures as well. Well, that means outside dollars. Somebody's behind this. Greg says, taxing the rich is how they sold us the federal income tax back in the day. Absolutely. That's it for today's show. Now back to the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WC Swite, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank
Have an absolutely wonderful Wednesday.
Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com.